The question is again, how come the Tana of our Mishnah, when it says Abor Rosh Hashanah main, why didn't he say this Rosh Hashanah? That Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the year for using the new Machta Shekel, the new money for the Kavonis. Why didn't our Tana say like this? So the Marin says, Kivan the Katani, since the din is in Hevi Yotza, since the din is Vidyevit if you use last year's money, you're still Makai in the midst of the carbon, therefore like Sikalei. Therefore our Tana doesn't like to say this. Our Tana wants to say something, what it means in Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the year, it's 100%, that's the beginning, and nothing doing. If you don't do it, it's possible. But here, this Indian, that's only the Chetchila, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're supposed to buy the Kabbalah with the new money. But if you use last year's money, it's still kosher, our Tana doesn't want to go into that. That's not called the real Rosh Hashanah, therefore it doesn't say it. Right. The Yeshem, the Brisa said, another Rosh Hashanah of Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, some say, Afless Tchiras Batim. Even when you rent out a house, and Stam, you rent out a house for a year, when is the year up? When do you have a right to throw the tenant out of your house to say, I rented it to you for 1 year, and the year is up? So some say, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the year's up, I can throw you out. Tana Rabban, the Brisa says like this, Hamaskir Bayis Lechavera Lashonah. If somebody rents out his apartment, his house to his friend for 1 year. That was the condition. I'm renting it to you for 1 year. The halacha is, Moinesh Neimos the Chodesh Miyem Liyem. If I say 1 year, you count exactly 12 months. That's called the 1 year. What about the Imam al-Lishonah? He didn't say, Lishonah Zu'a. If you saw them say Lishonah, you mean exactly 12 months. But if you said Lishonah Zu'a, because you don't mean a complete year of 12 months. It just means for this year. Now, it could be in the middle of the year. So you meant to say until the end of this year. In the moment the person says, Lashon Zu, for this year, so when is this year up? Afilu lo yomad el abyechad b'yadr. Even we're only talking about now that you first rented it on the first day of Adar. And you said, I want to rent it, Lashon Zu, for this year. Now, when is the year up? Kivon shegiyah yomechad b'nisin. As soon as it becomes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you should know, also Lashonah. The year is up, that's called Lashonah Zu, and you have to go out, you have to make a new contract. That's right, to what we're saying, that's Pshanah's Braisa, Yeshayimim, that the Rosh Hashanah, the Tchiras, renting out a house, is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rashi says, Elabiechot Biyadah, Rashi says, Avvabotzim Ehochi, let's say you first rented the house, Purim time. You first rented it, Tezvav Biyadah. Then Layamin also Lashonah. Then I would not say that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 15 days later, you have to go out. V'dar b'shtana shleimah. It's not considered you lived there a complete year yet. Why? The lek l'meimah the adaita the hishosah agrei. The leitarach inish l'mega base of the botzim etlosin yomim. That's the svara. That nobody goes down to rent a house to bother moving in to live there less than 30 days. That's not a derech. So Mel, if you first moved in Purim time, even though you said l'shanazu, for sure you did not mean to say this year that's going to be up in 15 days. For sure you meant to say Lashonazu means next year. Because nobody moves into an apartment for less than 30 days. But if you move in on Rosh Chodesh Adar, which then you have another 30 days left to this year, that's a svara that sometimes people move into an apartment only for 30 days. So since all you said was Lashonazu, I want to rent the apartment for this year, what's considered this year is up, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's called the year is up. Now the Gemara says it out now. Even though there's a man d'yomer that says, one day is called the year, like we had before, if you appointed a melech, the last day, the 29th day of Adar, that's the first day he was a king. Then when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's considered the second year of his reign. Even though last year was only a reign, a king for one day, but Shon Yom Echad is considered like a whole year. So since he was king for one day of last year, when it comes now, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is called the second year of his reign. So you see, one day is considered a full year. Of Shani Hacha, here by renting an apartment, you'd never say less than 30 days is called the year. Why? The Gemara says it. The Leitarach Inish, a person doesn't bother himself, Lamega Besa, to rent out an apartment, Lebosim Etlesim Yamin, for less than 30 days. So if you first moved in here Purim time, or any time after Rosh Chodesh Adar, that you're going to live here less than 30 days, that's for sure not what you meant. So since you said Lashonah Zu, you for sure meant the whole next year also. Yeah. But I call upon him, if you move in before Adar, then we say the year is up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is called the year is up. For the Gemara, how do you know that? V'yayma Tishrei. Maybe Tishrei is the year is up. Rashi Lashana Schiras Batim. In Lo Yomad El Abiyechot Biela, Kivin Shekiyav Tishrei, Yost Lashana. Maybe it's telling Tishrei. So mainly if you rent an apartment right before Elul, that's the time it's up. When it comes next month, El Tishrei. The Gemara says no. Stam Ki Agar Inish Beisa Lekuli Yemaisa Gesham Magar. When a person goes to rent an apartment already, you don't like to move around in the rainy season. Now, when it comes to Tishrei, right in Eretz Yisrael, that's already the Zman HaGeshamim. That we start being Mespalas of Geshem, right at the end of Sukkot, we start to be the first day of Sukkot, second day, first day of Sukkot, we're Mespalas of Geshem, last day of Sukkot. We're Mespalas of Geshem already. So since that's the Zman HaGeshem already, it's a Svarah that a person doesn't mean to move out by Tishrei. So for sure, if I rented before Tishrei, I meant to stay there the whole Yemois HaGeshamim. Rashi, Omishani Kiyagir in Shabbat the Samach of Tishrei Lekula Yemei Geshem Magar. If somebody rents it right before Tishrei, like in Elul, he doesn't have in mind to move out right after Tishrei. For sure, he has in mind to stay there the rest of the winter ready also. So therefore, the year ends by Nisan. That's when it ends, not in Tishrei. For Demora again, V'tanakama de Braisa, V'tanakama of the Braisa, Rashi, Layom L'Schivas Batim. Now, this and even the last Braisa, it's only V'yei Shemim. Some said that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the beginning of the year for renting out the apartment. But the Tanakam of the Braisa didn't say like that. And also the Tana Didan, our Tana of our Mishnah that says Abba Rosh Hashanah name, how come our Tana did not say this Chiddush also? To say that there's a Rosh Hashanah of Nisan Nogei to renting out apartments. So Marin says, B'Nisan Nami Mishka Shchicha Kitrei. Even in Nisan also, Rashi says, there are clouds, it's a cloudy season. Rashi Ovim is Kashrin of Gishamim Yardim. Ve'evi Kemaisa Gishamim. Our Tana and the Tanakam, the Bryce holds no. Nisan is also not called the beginning of the year. Because the Nisan also could be some rain, it could be cloudy season. So the person rented the apartment in Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar, he for sure did not have in mind to move out Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because that's the beginning of this rainy season. People don't like to move around in the rainy season. So for sure, when you rented the apartment Rosh Chodesh Adar, you had in mind to stay there for a long time. So Melo, what's called the Shanazu? We don't know. Possibly, according to them, it doesn't say Rosh Hashanah. It could be Lashon Hazu means, again, 12 months. Because whenever you rent an apartment and you say Lashon Hazu, there's no period when it ends. There's only one time limit, a 12-month period. If you live there 12 months, that's your time, that's when you have to go out. But before 12 months, you always have a right to stay there. Right, and now in our mission it says, B'yechod B'elol is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Beimah. When comes the first day of Chodesh Elul, that's the Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. That was who? That was one man, the Yom HaSab like that. Yeah, that's the Tanakama. And Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, I'm a B'yechah B'tishrei. But the Tanakama holds no, the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema. Like you said, Maisa Behema means you have new animals that are born to you in your crop this year. So you have to set them aside. And when you have 10 of them, you let them go through the corral. And 1, 2, 3, the 10th one is Maisa Behema. Let's say you had 5 born last year and 5 born this year, you can't put the 10 together. Maisa Behema has to be 10 animals that are born to you in the same year. So what's called the new year starts that you can't add 5 last year, 5 this year? Tanakama says with Chodesh Elul. If you have 5 animals born in Chodesh Av and 5 animals born in Chodesh Elul, you can't put the 2 together. There's no chi of Maisa Behema. That's what the Tanakama holds. That the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'is Tzibayim, when is the start of the new year, the new Cheshbin, Rosh Chodesh Elul? Mar says, Mani Reb Meir, who does our Mishnah go to according to Reb Meir Shita? The Tanya, the Tznam, learned like this. Rabbi Meir, Roimeh, B'yechad Belul. Rosh Hashanah L'Ma'is Tzibayim. What's called Rosh Hashanah L'Ma'is Tzibayim? Taka Chodesh Elul. Now, with the Regolim, what's called Rosh Chodesh for the Regolim? The Churmani Reb Shimoni. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon that holds that our Mishnah says, what's the Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim for the Yom Tovim? Our Mishnah says Nisan. That goes like Reb Shimon Shita we said before, that holds V'atach is only Yoivu Kisidron, and Pesach has to be the first one of the three Regolim. So the ratio of the Mishnah is ratio of the Mishnah is Reb Shimon, that said Nisan is Rosh Chodesh L'Regolim. The middle part now, Ma'aseh Behemah goes according to Reb Meir Shita, that holds, what's the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behemah? Elul. Ema Seifa, what does the Seifa of our Mishnah say? That Reb Lez and Reb Shimon Oim, they both say, the Yechad B'Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behemah. So it's a bit some other than the Mishnah. Reisha of the Seifa, Reb Shimon, the Reisha of our Mishnah of Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the Golem goes according to Reb Shimon Shita. The Sefer that says that Rosh Hashanah Maisa Beim is Tishrei of Shimon Shita. Or Metziyasa Remeya. That's what the middle of the Mishnah says, that the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Beim on Nisin goes across Remeya Shita. So, Omer Rav Yosef, grace to the terrorists, Rebbe, no, our Mishnah is Rebbe. V'nosav lo aliba de tanoi. Rebbe says over these dinim according to different shitas, Enechnami, that negayetib regolim, what's called the Rosh Hashanah for the regolim to Yom Baal Tachar, sov lo akib Shimon, yod akib Shimon shita. That Pesach is the first, and you have to go through three regolim. O maitse behema, sov lo akib Meya. Rebbe holds like Reb Meya shita negayetib maitse behema. That what's called the Rosh Hashanah for maitse behema, elul. The Mela Mishnah is not a series of different Mandiyamim. Our Mishnah is one Mandiyamim Rebbe. But Rebbe was the side of the Mishnah according to these Mandiyamim. Alright, this is the whole Chesm. We'll start over again. The fifth Chesm again tomorrow. Start over again. We're starting with Davzayin on the days. The Gemara says, the Mishnah said, really, Biyechot de Elul was Rosh Hashanah Lamai Sibayim. The first day of Elul, that's the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema, that the animals bought, that were born before Elul cannot be included in the ten with animals born after Elul. The Lord says, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. The Tznan we learned. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Be'echod Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema. The first day of Elul, that's the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema. That's when it starts the new year to give Maisa Behema for the animals bought this year cannot be part of the animals last year. Now, Ulu Regolim. Our Mishnah before said there's a Rosh Hashanah Ulu Regolim. The first month of the Rosh Hashanah for the Yom Tovim is Nisan. So, Mani, who does that part, the first part of the Mishnah go like? Rabbi Shimoni. That was Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon is the one that says for Baal Tachar, you're only over if you're over the Gimel Regolim, Kisidrum. That has to first be a Pesach, then a Shavuot, then a Sukkot. So, the first part of the Mishnah that says Rosh Hashanah Ulu Regolim is Nisan, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Then this middle part of the Mishnah that says Elul is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Beima, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Now Eima Sefer, what does the end of our Mishnah say? That Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Eimrim, be Echad B'Tishrei. That Echad B'Tishrei, that's the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Beima. So the Mishnah is not so good then. Reisha B'Sefer Rabbi Shimon. The first part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Shita that holds that the Regolim, the Rosh Hashanah is Pesach. That's the first Yom Tov to have the Seder of Gimel Regolim for Baal Tachar. And the Sefer is also Rabbi Shimon, that holds when the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema Tishrei. Not Elul, but rather Tishrei. Or Mitzvah Rabbi Meir. And the middle part of our Mishnah that goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. So that it's a model like, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Is our Mishnah going according to Rabbi Meir, or going according to Rabbi Shimon? The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi Yosef says like this, really Rebbe, I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. It's neither, it's not Rebbe Meir, it's not Rebbe Shimon. Our Mishnah is going to Shita, Stam Mishnah is Shita's Rebbe. The Nosav law, Rebbe brought down halachas to say, Aliba de Tanoi, he said over different halachas according to different Tanoim. That Regolim, when he spoke about what's the Rosh Hashanah or Regolim, what's the first Yom Tif of the beginning of the year, Sov look Rebbe Shimon. He also like Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon Shita was the only over Baal Tachar if you wait the period of three regolim, and it has to be Kisidrum. It has to be in the order of you waited a Pesach, a Shavuot, then a Sukkot. So the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, is Pesach, Nisan. Over Maisa Behema, when it comes to the Loch of Maisa Behema, Rebbe, the Stam Mishnah, Stam Tanav Mishnah, Savulak Reb Meir. That Rebbe holds Stam like Reb Meir. That's why the Stam Mishnah says, you know when Rosh Hashanah, L'maisa Behema, what's called the new year for the animals that are born to you, that you can't put the 2 years together, that's Reb Meir. So Rebbe is saying, I'll leave with Reb Meir. For at the Gemara Yehochi, if that's true, that Rebbe here is saying, according to both of them, Arbo, why does our Mishnah only say, there are four Rosh Hashanahim, Chamishahevi. Really, according to our Mishnah, if you hold all the different sheetahs, there are five Rosh Hashanahs then. Why does the Mishnah only say four? Should really be five. Rashi says, Echad b'Nisan, the first day of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'mlochim, then v'tesvav b'Nisan, according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, Pesach is Rosh Hashanah l'regolim, then v'yechad b'Elul, according to Rabbi Meir, that's Maisa Behema, v'yechad b'Tishrei, according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, Maisa Behema is Echad b'Tishrei, then v'tesvav b'Shvat, so there are five different periods our Mishnah talk about, that's Rosh Hashanah. So why does the Mishnah only say four? If the Shleim is man the Yomrim, then each one only holds four. But if you say our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, that's saying over according to all the man the Yomrim, so Rebbe should have said there are five different Rosh Hashanah Hain. So my Rava into the pay like this. That Rebbe says there are only four Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't really mean there are only four. It means there are four according to everybody. Every man the Yom holds there are at least four. So there are machoikis in, one holds this, one holds that one. True, altogether there are five different ones. But Rebbe is saying that each man the Yom himself agrees that there are at least four Rosh Hashanah. That means the Rabbi Meir Abba, according to Rebbe, there are only four Rosh Hashanah, because Dar Regolim. You don't have the fifth one to say Tezvav Benisim to say Pesach is the new Rosh Hashanah, because Rebbe Meir shits before that Dar Tachar is Tali in the first Yom Tov. There's no Seder, you don't need a year, you don't need three Regolim. Rebbe Meir said any time you made a Neder, the first Yom Tov that goes by and you don't bring the Korban, you're over Dar Tachar. So according to Rebbe Meir, there's no Tezvav Benisim to be Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, there are only four Rosh Hashanim. Look, Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, that holds no, the Regolim, there is a Rosh Hashanah of Tezvav Benisin. Pesach is the beginning of the year for the Lav of Baal Tachar. He holds that board. There are also only four Rosh Hashanim. Because Dal Maisi Behema, he does note from Maisi Behema is Tishrei. He holds Maisi Behema is Rosh Chodesh Elul. He takes out Tishrei, therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, Reb Shimon does know from Elul. Reb Shimon only holds from Tishrei. So according to Reb Shimon, there's no Rosh Hashanah of Elul. Elul is no Rosh Hashanah. According to Mishnah says, according to Reb Meir Shita, it's Rosh Hashanah le'maisa beima. But Reb Shimon himself, he holds maisa beima, the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. So there's only Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, not of Elul. So according to Reb Shimon also, there are four Rosh Hashanah him. So therefore, Rebbe is saying that each one holds there are four Rosh Hashanah. Together, there are five. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Amar no. What Rebbe meant to say is like this. Arbo Chadoshim. There are four different months we're talking about. Ubohem, and in these 4 months you should know, Kama Rosh Hashanim. There are a lot of different Rosh Hashanim Hain. In other words, really there are five. There's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and there's Tezvav Benisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Lemelachim. Tezvav Benisan is Lerogolim. So true, there are five different ones. For that the Mishnah says four, it means during these 4 months that we're talking about, these are the months that have the Rosh Hashanah in them. Meisve, have a kasha. It says that Raisa, Shishasa Benisan, the 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, is Rosh Hashanah Leimer. That's the Rosh Hashanah for bringing the Omer. That's the day you bring the Omer. It's called the Rosh Hashanah for Omer, for the Korban Omer, and that's Mata. From then on, you can eat Chodesh. You're allowed to eat the new crop that was grown this year. Rashi says, Lecho min ha-chodesh mikan v'ilach. From the new crop that's grown, you're allowed to eat it after Tezayin Benisan. Tezvav Benisan. After Shishasa Benisan. Shisha b'sivin. What about the sixth day of Sivin on Shavuos? You should know, Rosh Hashanah l'shtei alechem. That's the Rosh Hashanah for shtei alechem. That's the time they bring the shtei alechem. And the Shtei Lechem is matter that from then on they're allowed to use the new crop for the Mizbeach. So for bring Karbonis, to bring Menachis, you can't use the new crop until Shavuos, though they bring the Shtei Lechem. The Shtei Lechem is the first mincha to be brought with the new crop, and from then on you're allowed to use the new crop. But I call upon him, it's called the Rosh Hashanah for the Shtei Lechem.
What about the Rosh Hashanah Omer? Doesn't that indicate that you could use the new crop?
I told you, that's not for the Beit HaMikdash. That's for Chulin. That's right. That's for the Gvulin. So outside the Beit HaMikdash, you're allowed to use the new crop after second day Pesach. Mashenka, in the Beit HaMikdash, it's only mutter by the Shtei Lechem. So the Mar says, now, the Rav, according to Rav, list Neshisha, Rav, it says both these things are Rosh Hashanim. Our Mishnah waters only say four. The Mishnah should have said there are six Rosh Hashanim. And the Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok listening Chamisha. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok says there are. He only says to say five. Now Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. What did he just say? The Rav Nachman is the Yom Hachadoshim Kachoshiv Nisni Hey. The Tanan Tzivim Mamasisim. Whereas according to him, it should have said five Rosh Hashanah Mein. So why does it only say four? It should have said five. And according to Rav, it should have said six. So Marin says, Amar Rav Papa, Ki kol choshev midi dechal meyurta. We only say Rosh Hashanah that starts at the night time, the beginning of the day. Mashenkein, midi dechal meyurta, something that doesn't start at night time, it only starts in the middle of the day, like a choshev. That we don't include to be a Rosh Hashanah. So in other words, the Shtei Alechem and the Korban Omer, when do you bring it? You don't bring it at night. You first bring it by daytime. So at nighttime yet you can't eat the Chodesh. At nighttime yet you can't bring the new Menachis. It's only from the middle of the day. So our Tana of the Mishnah doesn't say a Rosh Hashanah that first starts in the middle of the day. It only talks about Rosh Hashanah that starts at the beginning of the day. Fred Gemara of Arei Regolim. What about the Vizaya? Our Mishnah says that Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah of Regolim for Baal Tachar. So the Havrin read the Leichalim Meyurta. The list of Baal Tachar doesn't start at nighttime because you can't bring a korban at nighttime. When's the first time you can bring a korban? Yom Tov in the morning. So the Havrin is to be over Baal Tachar is first starts in the daytime. So our Mishnah says the Rosh Hashanah Regolim that things first start by day, not by night. Ukechoshev. Sumar says no. Kibon Shetzorech Lesuya Mikora. Baal Tachar means you made the ned the way before. And you were supposed to bring the korban before. So mechayiv v'koi, as soon as it becomes the beginning of Yom Tov at night time, it's cold, it's up already time, and you're over Baal Tachar. But you don't have to have time Yom Tov by day to say it's only by daytime when you could bring it. No. Baal Tachar means you should have brought the korban before. And if you waited so long and now it comes already, the Rosh Hashanah comes the beginning of Pesach, you should know you're over Baal Tachar. For the more of a rei yovlis, the chuvas of Rosh Hashanah of Yovel, Rashi says in Tani Rosh Hashanim the Masnitzin of Yovel, the loychal elayt et kia shayfer the bezdim, v'yenim ela b'yoyim dechsi b'yoyim akipurim taviu shayfer. The Mishnah says that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah liyovlis for Yovel. So the chuvas of Rosh Hashanah doesn't start by daytime; it starts when they blow the shayfer in the middle of the day. So you see, the Mishnah talks about a Rosh Hashanah that starts in the middle of the day. The Leichal Meyurto Kechoshev. Tzumara says, no, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yishmoel Benoi Shor Rabbi Yechim Ebrukhi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yishmoel. The Yoma that he says, Me Rosh Hashanah Chayal Yovel. You know when Yovel starts the 50th year of the Alocha, when the Avodim go free, all the Alocha, it starts on Rosh Hashanah. That's when Yovel starts. It doesn't first start on Yom Kippur when they blow the shofar. It starts already on Rosh Hashanah. Like we'll soon see exactly what that means. Rashi says, Rosh Hashanah chayal, v'yeina tluya b'tkiya. You don't have to wait to blow the shofar to make a yovel. Yovel starts by the Rosh Hashanah of the 50th year. Hilkach mi'urta, the Rosh Hashanah chayal. By the night time, the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, that's when it starts yovel. Sam Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rav Shisha b'reid ravidi yoma. Kiko choshev midid letalia b'maisa. I'll give you another answer. Our Mishnah only talks about Rosh Hashanahs that are not totally in an action. You don't have to do something. But midid letalia b'maisa like a choshev. But something that's totally in an action, like we're saying now the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem, when are you allowed to start eating the Chodesh, the new crop? After you brought the Omer. So you have to do an action, you have to bring the carbon Omer. That the Mishnah doesn't talk about. The Mishnah doesn't talk about a Rosh Hashanah that's totally in an action. Therefore, it doesn't say stay halechem in the korban oimer. Rashi to loytoli the ma'isa means klisus Rosh Hashanah shlehem and etluya the ma'isa elam shegiya ayoyim hu Rosh Hashanah. Alam mi betoli the ma'isa go Rosh Hashanah doimer or stay halechem ein Hashanah mischadesh es lahati chodesh b'medina or b'migdash elu b'akrova soim of a kisayat saris. You only allowed to start eating the new crop after you bring the korban oimer and after you bring the stay halechem. So since it's totally the mindset and an action, that's why our Mishnah doesn't include it. For the Gemara, is that true? For a regolim, is the half meaning again is that the Mishnah says that the Rosh Hashanah regolim means for Baal Tachar, that when Yom Tov goes by, now midi totally the mindset. So the half meaning again is that Yom Tov means it's a time when you could bring a korban. Now when are you allowed to start bringing the korbanos on Yom Tov? It's first in the morning, after you brought the Tumit Shal Shachar, then you're allowed to bring other Kabonis. But before you bring the Tumit Shal Shachar, you're not allowed to bring any Nedovis or Shlomim. You can't bring other Kabonis. So the half meaning is that, what do you mean it's Rosh Hashanah? For after you brought the Tum at Shosh Shachar, now there's a time for your last chance to bring your Korban. So again, the Baal Tachr is only after you didn't bring the Tum at Shosh Shachar. So it's also totally the Maitha. The Kachosh of Baal Tachr, and the Mishnah says, Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah for Baal Tachr. Gemara says no again. Memeila chayla. I'll tell you about Baal Tachr, Memeila chayla. Like we said before, Mishkidish Hayoyim. Baal Tachr is not the pshat when it comes part of the day that you're allowed to bring the korban, and now you don't bring the korban on Yom Tov, you're over the lav. Baal Tachr is before Yom Tov you were supposed to bring the korban, and if you didn't bring it by the beginning of Yom Tov, you're over Baal Tachr. So you don't have to wait till it comes daytime that you